Aloha and welcome to Amen Podcast, where we preach the good news of Jesus Christ and how it applies to everyday life. I'm Lokelani, your host, and I'm joined by my husband, Alex, and the title of this message is Greenlit. And to greenlight something is to approve something or give it permission to proceed. And so we're going to be talking about the message that God has approved and how it differs from the message that the world and religion approves of. So we'll be continuing our series in Matthew, looking at chapter 10, verses 1 through 15. I'll be reading those verses for you. We're in the ESV version. Go ahead and follow along. And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and proclaim as you go, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying, give without pay. Acquire no gold or silver or copper for your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for the laborer deserves his food. In whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy in it and stay there until you depart. As you enter the house, greet it, and if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave the house or town. Truly I say to you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town."
Amen. So the word greenlit is used in the film industry a lot. When something is greenlit, it means the director, the actors, they can go ahead and spend the budget on what they want to spend it on, you know, buy that extra big green screen or whatever. And it means they can go on and proceed. And so there's a message that God has greenlit for Jesus to share with the world. And that message is, the kingdom of God is at hand. Earlier in Matthew, the Bible tells us that Jesus himself said that I came to preach the good news. He didn't say I came in that time. He says, I've come to do that. He didn't say I came to die. I came to heal the sick. I came to cast out demons. He says, for this is the reason why I came, to preach the good news. Now, the good news was that he was going to die. But the main thing that got him up on that cross, from the Pharisees' perspective, like the reason why they wanted him dead, was because they wanted him to stop preaching this message. They wanted John to stop preaching this message as well. John was beheaded because he preached this message. The kingdom of God is at hand. God, the world, and religion have greenlit a message for us to believe. Which will you believe in? Those are three different messages. The world has greenlit one, religion has greenlit one, and God has greenlit one. Which one are you going to listen to? Now, the first couple of verses, 1 through 4, show us who he sends out with this message that he has greenlit. In the last episode, Jesus ends by saying, there's just so much need that there's got to be prayer for more workers for the harvest. And then he tells the disciples, be the answer to your own prayer. He says, you guys can maybe hear the kids downstairs with the in-laws right now. Thanks for letting us be able to do this. Lokelani's not feeling well. Luke is not feeling well. He's cutting two teeth. But we remain consistent with this because you guys pray for us and you support us. So thank you so much for that. But these are the guys that Jesus has said, be the answer to your own prayer. pray for laborers to go out into God's harvest, but then be the answer to your own prayer. And he says, go out. You guys are the ones that are to go out. Now, all the disciples here, it says he called his 12 disciples. He gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal diseases, affliction, and he names all the 12 apostles. But they go out with this power to heal disease and to cast out demons. Why? Because those things prove that the kingdom of God is at hand. It backs up the message that God has greenlit. What is the message? That there's only one name under heaven at which we can be saved, and that's Jesus. Go into these towns, and not just any towns. He says, go to, in verse 5, go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of a Samaritan. He's saying, go to the people of Israel in verse 6, because prophecy has been proclaimed and has to be fulfilled. God promised that first he would save his people, that he would send a king that would go to the people of Israel. And it was even prophesied that they would reject him. But the prophecy had to be fulfilled. And going around saying the kingdom of God is at hand was not enough. If that was the case, then John's ministry would have been enough, because John came baptizing and preaching that message. But these miracles, these demons being cast out, these diseases and afflictions being healed was proof that, wow, the kingdom of God really is at hand. It's when, you know, you're a kid and you're messing around and you think you hear your parents come home. And you say, you look out the window, you don't see anyone. And so you go back to whatever it is that you're doing. And then you see the car pull up. That car is proof that the message is here. I better clean up what I'm doing. That is what's going on here. These miracles are showing, yes, the kingdom of God really is here. The message that God has greenlit is here. Now look at verse 7. And proclaim as you go, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You receive without pain, give without pay. Acquire no gold or silver or copper for your belts, no bag for your journey, no two tunics or sandals or staff, for the laborer deserves his food. And whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy and stay there until you depart. What's happening here? Everything that Jesus did in his physical ministry, he was calling these guys to do. Look at the power that they go out with. They're doing the same things that Jesus was doing. Cleansing lepers, raising the dead, casting out demons. What is happening? Jesus is showing these towns that the same message he preached is what these guys are preaching. The same message that God greenlit for Jesus to preach, these guys were greenlit for the same exact message, which is why their miracles and their works are the same. And look at how Jesus asked them to live, the same way Jesus lived. Don't take a bunch of money from people. You know, you receive without paying, give without pay. That's the Lord. He gave to us without asking for us to pay anything. He had no two tunics, like the sandals. They were going out poor and saying, you'll eat as you go. People will take care of you, pay your bills as you go. Jesus lived this way. Didn't have a home to lay his head. Even birds have that. Even foxes have that. Jesus didn't have that. And he says, whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy and stay there until you depart. Knock on doors. And if they're willing to let you in, then enter. Doesn't that sound like Jesus in Revelation? Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Look at verse 12. As you enter the house, greet it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. And if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town. Truly I say to you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town. So this is where we get the other greenlit messages. Jesus is telling the apostles, as you go, live this way. Do these things. Don't do these things. And when you get to a person's house, get there and let your peace rest on that place. If they don't want to hear what you have to say, then get going. Shake the dust and get going. This is where you and I come in. We always want to be the apostles because in this passage, the apostles are doing great and amazing things. Now, the Holy Spirit, when it comes down in Pentecost, when he comes down in Pentecost and gives gifts to the church, some of those gifts are quoted in this passage. We're going to have gifts like this. Some people may have the power to heal, may have the power maybe through praying, maybe the Holy Spirit has rested on them in a certain way. Maybe you have the power to cast out demons. All of that is fine. But that's not what this passage is getting to. Because in the last passage, we see Jesus says, there's a need. You guys got to meet it. Who are those guys? His 12 disciples, the apostles. There's no more apostles. If you're following some apostles online and they're not like, fan pages for like Apostle Paul and Apostle Peter and stuff like that, and they're just real people calling them like today, living people today, calling themselves apostles, unfollow them or unsubscribe. There's no more apostles. These are the guys that Jesus greenlit with the message in this particular passage and the power to do these things. So that means we are the people in verse 14 and 15. If anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet. He's saying, when you guys bring the message to these people's houses, if they don't want to hear you, take your peace with them. Shake off the dust, have nothing to do with them, and keep going. And it'll be more bearable on the day of judgment for Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town. Who is Sodom and Gomorrah? Sodom and Gomorrah was a town in the Old Testament that God burned down mainly for rebellion, specifically for homosexuality. It burned to the ground. And so if it burned to the ground all those years ago, way back in Genesis, and that wasn't even judgment day, and they were rebelling, what do you think the judgment is for rebellion on judgment day? This day hasn't come yet. What he's saying is, if the message that the kingdom of God is at hand comes to you and you choose to reject it, not only will God's peace leave, not only will he metaphorically shake the dust, which is something that they actually literally did, but it was a metaphorical picture of saying, I want nothing to do with you. Not only those two things, but lastly, he says, you remember how bad Sodom and Gomorrah was? It's going to be way worse even than that for you on judgment day. Don't you see? For the powers that be, which is what they call it in the film industry, to green light something is not only for the director and the actor and the movie people to proceed. It means you better proceed because we took time to green light this particular request. So you've got to put into play what we just greenlit. This is the message that God has greenlit. The kingdom of God is at hand. And so have you received that message? Mm-hmm. Or has God removed his peace from you? If that's true, if you look around in your life and you're like, my life is a mess. I have no peace in my life. Are you in that particular moment rejecting the message? Have you rejected the message altogether? And somehow you found this video? The good news, the grace, is judgment day hasn't happened yet. So there's still time to accept the greenlit message that God has approved. Have you, though? What it looks like practically today is to look at the cross and to see Jesus being lit on fire. So this message could be greenlit. Without Jesus, there is no green lighting this message. Because he was the one that was going to make it possible. The only way it's possible for the kingdom of God to be at hand is if we have a way into the kingdom of God. But with our sin, we don't have a way in. Jesus came and paid for our sin. Jesus came and gave his life and then gave us his righteousness by taking our sin so that we get to go into the kingdom of God wearing his righteousness. Otherwise, there's no way for you to get in. Just like there's no way for you just to walk into Met Gala or walk into the Grammys or the Oscars or the Streamies unannounced. You have to be greenlit to go into those things. We can't just walk into the kingdom of God because of how unholy we are. And God is holy and it's his kingdom. So Jesus comes and he makes it possible for this message to be greenlit. Mm-hmm. And because he did that, now you and I can go in. He was lit on fire to make that possible. He was lit on fire and he was kicked out. Him saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? It's showing that in that moment on the cross, eternity was squeezed into that moment. And during that time, there was no permission for Jesus to have contact with the Father. No approval of that. Because that was us. He was switching with us. And he rose again from the grave. What does that mean? That means if you take part in the message that God has greenlit, you will rise. It will not be like Sodom and Gomorrah for you. It won't be God shaking his dust from you. It won't be God's peace leaving you. It'll be the opposite. It'll be his peace staying with you. It'll be him not shaking the dust. It'll be him coming in and dining with you, making a home with you. It'll be you, not on the wrong side of the day of judgment. Have you received this message? What it looks like practically right now is right now my kids are all going crazy downstairs. I don't know why. It's just their craziness pops up at random times. And to understand the message that God has greenlit, I know if the kingdom of God is at hand, my kids throwing a tantrum is not the end of the world.
Yeah.
The kingdom of God is the end of the world. This earth has to die. This place has to go so he can create a new heavens and a new earth. That is what it's at hand. My problem at hand is not bigger than the kingdom of God that is at hand. You see what I'm saying here? If you really believe the message that God has greenlit, if you really believe that God greenlit the message that the kingdom of God is at hand, nothing that is in your hands becomes too big for you to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Now listen, there's a message that the world has greenlit and there's a message that religion has greenlit. The message that the world has greenlit is eat, drink, be merry, for tomorrow we die. That's what the world says. Who cares about the kingdom of God at hand? Let's do what feels right. That's the world's message that is greenlit by everyone in the world, period. The message that religion has greenlit is we can work our way into the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
No, you cannot. Jesus doesn't say go around looking for people who work hard, religious people, spiritual people who are really, really, really doing great and have straight A's on their spiritual test. No, he says, go find people.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to the lost sheep of Israel in verse six, I'm sorry. They're lost. Not only that, they're sheep, the dumbest of animals. What have they done to deserve the kingdom? Absolutely nothing. Not only that, they're of the house of Israel. What is the house of Israel's track record in the Old Testament? Not very good. As bad as let's save them from Egypt, cross the Red Sea, which no one's done before, on dry land. And then, guys, once we get there, let's all worship a golden cow. That's their track record. And it gets worse. So they're not just lost. They're sheep and they're from Israel. What's that showing us? It's showing us spiritually what it looks like to get into the kingdom of heaven. We don't get in because of what we've done. According to the message of the world, we get in because of what we can do. That's not the message God greenlit. The message he greenlit was and is, Jesus came for the sick, not the healthy. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that message? Have you received the message that God has greenlit? That's the question. Mm-hmm. If you have, and that means nothing is too hot for you to handle. If the kingdom of God is at hand and you really believe that, nothing is too hot to handle. Father God, we thank you so much for your son, what he's made possible for us. We love him. We love him and we want to give him all of our time, treasure, and talent. So help us to really look into this question. Mm-hmm. Have we received the message that God has greenlit? We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, this is the part of the episode called After the Amen, where we ask you a question to help you apply this message to your life. And as Alex said, our question tonight is, have you received the message God has greenlit? Have you received the message God has greenlit? And yes, that's why I'm here right now. But I love what you said about, you know, in this moment or in this season, are you not receiving that message? And I think, yeah, from time to time, as humans, we are not receiving that message. And I love what you said about, I love the example, I mean, that you gave about the kids being downstairs and how that problem is not bigger than the fact that Jesus, the kingdom of God is at hand and Jesus is coming back. And that is where I struggle so often.
Me too.
In my mind, the worries of the world, whatever it is going on, will consume my thoughts. And in that moment, I'm making those things bigger than the real big thing that we all need to be focused on, which is bringing people into the sheepfold and sharing the message of Christ, sharing the message of freedom that Christ brings. And so, yeah, I definitely struggle with that from time to time. And I've shared this before, but I'll allow those thoughts to just take my peace. And I love that you said, like, that's what it is. Like, our peace is taken from us, or we won't have peace if we're following the wrong message, the message that the world approves of. And yeah, because I think about too, like, I'm just so heartbroken about what's going on in Israel right now. And it's like so easy to be like, what? I got to do more. What can I do to different? I need to leave and go preach to these people, because we're like physically seeing, you know, so much turmoil, so much death. And those people need to know Jesus, you know, and that's like our biggest mission here on earth, is to make sure people know Jesus. Because at any moment, we don't know when situations like that can happen, when wars can break out, when people can unjustly die. And it's so easy for me to be like, am I doing enough? Like, what should I do? And when I finally ask the Lord, instead of continuing to just ask myself in my mind, you know, he just says, stay faithful. You know, this is what we're doing. This is how I can be consistent and get the message of Christ out, is to stay focused and stay serious with where I'm at now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Lord has called people to those areas specifically, you know, and my job is to pray for them.
Yeah.
But I can't be so consumed, like, do I need to be them? You know, like, obviously not. Mm-hmm. We're a family of seven, and God is not opening any doors for us to do that, you know? And so go find sheep where you're at. Go mm-hmm. find sheep here. Go out and make disciples here, because here in Kauai, Hawaii, there's people who are broken, are spiritually, like, they're spiritually going through what the people in Israel are going through mm-hmm. physically, you know? And so it's a, unfortunately, it's just a picture of that as we look to that, of what anyone who's separated from God is going through. And so heavy stuff, but just such a great reminder and such a refocus. And really, I love that what you said, when you are receiving the message that God approves, you'll have peace. And I think that that peace will also turn into joy, because you know you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, mm-hmm. you know, and you'll have joy in serving where you're at. And allowing the Lord to use you. But the only way that you'll have that joy, that power, and that peace is if you're connected to Him and you're spending mm-hmm. time with Him intimately, and you're in His Word, allowing that to fill you so you can, you know, pour out to others.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about looking at Him mm-hmm. and it's throughout the day, just mm-hmm. not allowing yourself to be so caught up in what's happening on Instagram or the internet mm-hmm. or what everyone else is talking about. Mm-hmm. Because Jesus says the fact that there is crazy stuff happening just means that the kingdom of God is at hand.
Yeah.
You know, like he says in the last days, there's going to be wars and rumors mm-hmm. of wars. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? It means the kingdom of God is at hand.
Yep.
What are they fighting about? They're fighting about the message that the religious people have greenlit. And the world, the message that they have greenlit. The world is saying, let's have fun, let's do what we want, let's gain as much, you know, power and money and stuff as we can. And religion is saying, well, let's work our way into heaven. And when those two things clash, it becomes a war. Those things are clashing because the kingdom of God is at hand. And they refuse to accept the message that God has greenlit. That there is no more working. That there is only true satisfaction inside of Jesus. They refuse that message.
Yeah.
And so that's why there's wars and stuff happening right now. And I think we can so easily be caught up in what the world is saying, what the religious people are saying. And if you're caught up listening to the messages they've greenlit, then you're not thinking about the message that God greenlit. And then you find yourself stressed out, depressed, anxious, and all over the place. So it just means like always bringing yourself back to, what do I believe? Have I received the message that God has greenlit? Bringing yourself there all the time, and no matter what you're going through, coming back to that place. Because if He were to show up while you are shopping or stressing about shopping, or while you are yelling at your kids or kicking the dog, if He were to come back during that time, that's exactly what would come to mind. Do I believe the message that God greenlit? That would come to mind. So it's all about every day saying, okay, this could be the day He comes back.
And I think, yeah, like this shows how far you can go when you go off of what the world has approved, the mm-hmm. message that the world is for, if you green light that in your own life. Sorry, I'm really bad at understanding this terminology, but yeah, like you, that's how evil it can get.
Mm-hmm.
And like we can't be the only Israel? Ones.
Israel's how evil.
Yeah, yeah.
It can.
Like you, like murdering other people, mm-hmm. taking starting innocent a war. Lives. Yeah, starting a war. Like how far it can go if you continue to go by the message that the world approves instead of God's message. And yeah, I just love how this passage ties into, like you're saying, last week's passage is like, it can't just be the people that you listen to that are doing the work. Like it's you. Like if you're listening to this podcast, then the Lord wants to use you. He's calling you to be sent out. If you believe in this message, there's work to do. It's not just applying this to your life and knowing that, okay, I need to trust Jesus. I need to be ready and know that, yes, I believe in the gospel. If someone asks me, like, no, we need to be sharing it. You need to be encouraging others to do the same thing, you know? Like, it can't just be the Christian leaders in your life. Like, he's calling you higher. So.
Beautiful.
That's my encouragement to you guys. You can do it with Christ's help. You can do it.
Amen. Love you guys. Thanks for being here with us. And we can't wait to share the next episode with you. Mm-hmm. And we will see you over there. Amenpodcast.com to keep us ad free. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. And until next time, go out and be the church.
Amen.